tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's August 26, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boros. By far the biggest EV news of the weekend was the fire at Rivian's factory in Normal, Illinois, but the factory didn't actually catch on fire. Michelle Lewis has a great article here referencing this tweet on X that's spreading like fire, sorry for the pun, all over the internet the night of August 24th and yesterday through Sunday. There was a ton of rumors, a lot of misinformation about this. So Michelle is here to set the record straight. Central Illinois News Channel, WAND, reported that Normal Fire Department spokesperson Matt Swaney said, fire crews were called to Rivian's Normal plant just before 9:45 p.m. for a reported vehicle fire on the south side of the factory. As of midnight Sunday, Swaney confirmed that the fire was out by midnight and the fire's cause is under investigation. There were no reported injuries. Beast Fire 35, who stated that he works at Rivian, posted on the Rivian subreddit about 10 p.m. plant is not on fire, just some vehicles waiting to be shipped out slash fixed before shipping. Photos taken and posted on the Rivian Electric Vehicles Discussion Facebook page by Jack Hansen show an aerial view of the plant and the damaged EVs are boxed off. My rough estimate shows around 60 burned EVs. You can see that right there in the corner. It did look pretty horrific in that original tweet, but hey, we're glad everyone's safe. Moving on from Rivian, Tesla is ramping up the North American charging standard adapter production to 8,000 a week amid slow supercharger openings. Tesla said it would gradually onboard automakers one by one onto its award-winning supercharger network, which started with Rivian and Ford back in March. However, nothing much has happened in the 6 months since. Most automakers were expecting to be onboarded onto the supercharger network over the last few months, but Elon's knee-jerk firing of Tesla's entire supercharging team is believed to have slowed down the project. Sources familiar with the matter told Electrek that automakers weren't able to reach anyone at Tesla for weeks after the announced layoffs, while Ford and Rivian had much lower availability of the NACS adapter that it was providing to EV owners for them to use on the supercharger network. Now, Tesla has announced that it's managed to ramp up production of its NACS adapter to 8,000 units per week at Gigafactory New York. On its website, Tesla still says that the plan is to open the network, quote, throughout 2024, but now also says that it will continue throughout 2025. The automaker specifically mentions five brands as, quote, coming soon in terms of onboarding their EVs to the supercharger network. Those include Nissan, General Motors, Volvo, Polestar, and Mercedes-Benz. No word yet on Hyundai, Kia, BMW, or any others, which is worth calling out because we've talked about Hyundai's, Kias, and other such brands being seen and photographed with NACS ports. So if you can't get on the supercharger network, but you can only accept a Tesla charging port, you're going to have some issues and it's going to complicate things real quick. That said, there's still a ton of great EV options out there. And one of them that often gets overlooked is the Acura ZDX. This is a sporty five-passenger crossover vehicle. And now Acura has slashed nearly $30,000 off of the price of the 2024 ZDX, undercutting Tesla's Model Y by a mile. According to online research firm Cars Direct, the 2024 Acura ZDX has nearly $30,000 worth of discounts on the hood. A memo sent to dealers indicates a substantial new incentive makes the electric SUV almost $100 cheaper per month to lease than before. The dealer note shows Acura added a $4,000 conquest cash offer on all 2024 ZDX models. To qualify, you must own a 2014 or newer vehicle from a competitor. Those competitive brands include Audi, BMW, Cadillac, Genesis, Infiniti, Lexus, Polestar, Rivian, Tesla, and Volvo. Acura owners are also eligible for the promotion. The 2024 ZDX is listed at $319 per month for 27 months at 7,500 miles a year in California and other ZEV states. With $49.99 due at signing, the effective rate is $504 per month, which is by far its best offer yet. At $504 per month, the 2024 ZDX is only $16 more than the 2024 Integra to lease. That deal is almost $30,000 off the MSRP with a $7,500 lease credit, $56.65 in launch lease support, and another $16.58 in regional support. These discounts are on top of the $4,000 offer. at $489 for 36 months with $4138 due at signing. The base Tesla Model Y long-range model has an effective rate of $605 per month, or over $100 more than the Acura ZDX. Moving on from a great SUV that's often overlooked, we're moving on to a box truck that is almost never overlooked. Isuzu, obviously America's number one retailer of these kind of low cab over or cab forward type medium duty electric vehicles, they have announced that they have officially begun production of an electrified version of their industry leading NRR medium duty box van. Now, this is a really clever vehicle because it has a modular battery that enables it to be ordered by different fleets or fleet managers in several different configurations, ranging between 3 and 9 battery packs. And that, of course, influences its range, but also its cost. The NRR EV is available with a number of different configurations, ranging from 3 20-kilowatt-hour battery packs up to 9 20-kilowatt-hour battery packs, with 5 and 7-pack options in between. The 9-pack version is good for 235 miles of range with a 19,500-pound GVWR. The batteries, regardless of configuration, send power to a 150-kilowatt electric motor with 380 pound-feet of torque available at 0 RPM. In other words, the new Isuzu NRR EV Electric is designed to be just as versatile as its previous gas and diesel models. Isuzu teams overseas and in North America have worked tirelessly to bring the NRR EV from concept to reality, says Sean Skinner, president of ICTA and ICTC. Start of production marks a pivotal moment for us. This vehicle not only showcases our technological prowess, but also our dedication to sustainability and innovation. We are incredibly excited to start seeing our EV on the road and in the hands of customers. And I included a photo here of an NRR diesel with a street sweeper body and did that to highlight specifically that there are a ton of different configurations of these things, not just the box vans that you've probably seen at Isuzu or Ryder. They have garbage bodies, they have sweeper bodies, they have telehandler bodies, they have boom bodies, cherry pickers, everything else. And just about all of those are going to be compatible with the new NRR Electric. So it's really exciting to see that. Can't wait to experience one of those Isuzus firsthand. Now, you guys know I love to wrap these things up with conversations about sustainability, about energy efficiency, about the grid. Today is no different. 4 of the most Google questions about heat pumps answered. This is a great article by Michelle Lewis, who was able to interview some of the heat pump experts at Boxed to answer Google's most asked questions. Andy Pattison, head of renewables at Boxed, answered 4 of the most frequently asked questions about heat pumps asked on Google. The first, of course, what is a heat pump? Andy responded, a heat pump is an energy efficient system that can heat your home by transferring heat from one location to another. Unlike traditional heating systems that generate heat, heat pumps extract heat from the air, ground, or water outside your home and move it indoors to warm your space through a water-based heating system like radiators or underfloor heating. This makes heat pumps a versatile and environmentally friendly option for maintaining a comfortable indoor climate during colder months. The next question has more than 386,000 searches. There's 2 more as well. I definitely recommend hitting that link in the source links, checking out Michelle's article, and learning a little bit about heat pumps if you don't know about them already, and maybe learning a little bit more about them if you think you've got a pretty good handle on it. That's all we've got for today, August 26th. Be sure to like and subscribe if you like what you heard. If you didn't, like and subscribe anyway. Find new things to be excited and upset about tomorrow.